This is your 1017 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The Milwaukee County Transit System will not have to completely eliminate routes next year after receiving extra funding in the county's budget. But based on next year's service levels, MCTS President and CEO Steve Fuentes says they're projecting an $18 to $20 million budget gap in 2027.
In 2026, we are still using our remaining $8.5 to $9 million of COVID money. That $8.5 to $9 million will not be there in 2027.
Transit leaders say the six routes that were supposed to be cut next year will now operate during peak hours. Bus riders will also see a 75-cent fare increase starting next month to help close a budget deficit. A Milwaukee area investor will serve as the secretary and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Governor Tony Evers announced appointing John Miller to the role starting later this month. Miller replaces Missy Hughes, who stepped down 2 months ago as she runs for governor in a crowded Democratic field. It's likely a short-term appointment for Miller, as the next governor will select their own department heads in 2027. The Wisconsin State Supreme Court agrees to hear a case to discuss whether ICE detainers are considered legal. The Wisconsin ACLU is suing five sheriffs on behalf of Voice de la Frontera for teaming up with the feds to house immigrant detainees for longer than 48 hours. The attorney representing the sheriff's office says the ongoing partnership with ICE is legal. The ACLU claims under state law, police holding someone past their release time because ICE asked for it is unlawful. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 1017 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people, if you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Dimitri, Dr. Ken, how you doing? I'm doing great. Let me see. Kwanda said, SE, now Dr. Ken really be trying it, or me and I always step up and take that test. Kwanda said, you will be my way next year, and I didn't forget, so I think I'll get that cigar for you before GP. And no shade, GP, it's all love. So are you, where are you, Kwanda? Because a group of us are going to be down there in Miami. And I'll let you know offline, because like we have radio assets down in Florida. So that'll be pretty cool. You know, depending on if I go, I might do my show from. I'm not going to do it. But yeah, I'm going to be down yonder. And Yep. That's pretty cool. 833-212-1017. I'm sorry. I'm just having a funny time. I'm just, when people open their mouths and they prove who they really are, you shouldn't question sometimes. Even though you really, 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 really love somebody and care about somebody and this person is your friend or whatever, sometimes you have to hear what it is they're telling you. You have to listen to what it is that person is saying so that you don't make a mistake or think they're not talking to you or think something's going on that's not really going on. Sometimes you have to believe exactly what you hear.
Let's get to breaking news here at 5 o'clock. The Slender Man stabber could be heading back to a mental health institute.
Morgan Guise's attorney tonight asking a judge to grant a transfer from the jail to a hospital. Investigators say she admitted cutting off her ankle monitor and escaping a group home. Hannah Hilliard is outside the Waukesha County Jail tonight. And Hannah, that is where Morgan Guise is being held right now for now.
Right, Derek and Deanna. So her attorney today writing this short letter to the court claiming since she is not facing any new criminal charges here in Waukesha, she should be transferred from the county jail to a mental health health hospital as she awaits a very critical and high stakes December 22nd revocation hearing that could change her future entirely. Morgan Guiser spent most of her young adult life in Winnebago's mental health hospital after stabbing a classmate 19 times at the age of 12 to please the fictional character Slender Man.
Okay, so the attorney wants her back in a mental health facility. The Waukesha County, I cut my mic off instead of cutting off the line. The Waukesha County District Attorney's Office has nothing to say about where she should go. Are you an idiot or what? Dane County should be charging her with escape. State of Wisconsin should be charging her with escape. She's a felon. She committed a felony. If she was not mentally stable, you shouldn't have put her in a halfway house. But you said she was fine. And you put her in a halfway house. You put her in a group home. So now she's in a group home. And now you're talking about being nice to her after she broke out some guy crawling in a window. Nobody ever said whether or not they had a sexual relationship or not. She's a grown woman. He's a grown man. Breaking in at night, crawling in, trespassing. And then they run away together and she cuts off. Are you kidding me? What does this girl have to do to go to jail? Well, all I got is suburban crime. Today I got all suburban crime so that you can see just how idiotic suburban people are and how they skate and skirt around going to jail. Because you and I both know if this little girl was in Milwaukee County and she was black, she wouldn't have even gotten to a mental health facility. They would have locked her butt up in a women's prison and called it a day and tried her as an adult. What are you doing? You ought to be embarrassed to say transfer her from jail to a mental health facility. You cleared her and argued that she should get out because she was sane. Now when she goes out and does what a normal heterosexual adult with a man does, wants to get together so she cuts off her bracelet, commits felony escape, and breaks away, and you want to put her back in a mental health facility? Suburban people are stupid.
Number 5.
I'm sorry. I just, that was my number 5. I had to jump in. I saw that story and went, what? Waukesha County DA takes no position over not whether or not she should, like, what are you, what, you're stupid. You're an idiot. Do your job. You have shown that you have not made the people of Waukesha County safe. You did not make the people of Dane County safe. That girl was in her right mind. Oh, she crazy. Oh, that's why she cut off her ankle bracelet and ran away with a man and figured out how to get all the way to Posen, Illinois. Oh, that? Right. And then when you look at, was everything okay? Then all of a sudden they got mental health issues. I'm telling you, COVID ruined it for a lot of people. It ruined it for the people that actually had mental health issues
They got clout about knuckleheads like this.
Number four.
From WISN.com, a 64-year-old couple is now hospitalized after a Merton hit-and-run driver hits them, and they're in custody. I'm telling you, I find it interesting that all these crimes happen in the suburbs, but yet you never hear anything about it. You never hear about the victim. If it's in Milwaukee, all you hear about is, oh, the actor, they this, oh my God, it's a black male, it's a black female, they did this, they did that, oh my God, how terrible it is. And then they put up snow totals, and the snow totals list everywhere except Milwaukee. And one of the places they list is a town called, what is it called?
Here.
It's called Merton. And so this little knucklehead town, I'm telling you, you don't have to ever worry about anything happening in Milwaukee. All you got to do is live in Merton.
Waukesha County Sheriff's detectives are asking for your help tracking down the driver in a hit and run. Investigators say the driver of this blue sedan you see here hit a 64-year-old couple as they left a bar in Merton on Tuesday night. 12 News' Kendall Keyes reports their friend found them injured out in the street. Main Street in Merton after 8:30 Tuesday.
In front of KJ's watering hole, there are two people laying in the roadway. No view.
And so some guy who later turned himself in, 33-year-old, and is in custody. They say a footage of a blue sedan struck a 64-year-old man and woman in Main Street. And they called 911. There's two people laying in the street. Outside. But we don't ever get the big story, right? Oh, by the way, right? All this stuff happened in Milwaukee. Oh, and by the way, right? So now you got some guy running somebody over. You got knucklehead Miss Geyser, who should be locked up, but you know, we gotta help her out. You know, she's mentally so she became mentally ill the minute you got her into custody. But outside of that, she was able to figure out how to cut off her bracelet, get with a man, have him slip in her room. You know, he could hit it every now and then and then go to Illinois. But she's only crazy when she comes back. Okay. Maybe the sex made her crazy. Is that it? Maybe. Anyway, move on.
Number three.
From WISN.com. I'm telling you, I don't know what it is. But suburban people this week lost their mind. For some reason, they seemed is your environment worth going to jail for? It must be. And I've never understood what the whole beef was with that. But hey, if that's how you want to roll, that's how you should roll.
Get off of me! Get off of me!
A Port Washington City Council meeting turned into a shouting match, ending with three people arrested on Tuesday, all of it because of a recently approved data center.
The $15 billion project has been the focus of protests and high emotion since its approval, but not to the point of arrests until last night. Nick Bohr has a story.
Thank you.
But you did nothing.
Fiery comments about the new data center being built north of downtown Port Washington led to what police are calling disorderly conduct at the city council meeting Tuesday.
Recall! Recall! Recall!
When the speaker refused to leave. She was forcibly removed and arrested, along with two other women who got involved, later cited for disorderly conduct and released. Activist William Walter took video as they were taken away.
And I've never seen a response like that in my life. What I did see was a lot of members of the Port Washington community who are really frustrated that they're being ignored and they're being dismissed by their elected officials.
Well, this was the...
Y'all been ignoring and dismissing black people for 250 years. Welcome to the club. That's all I got to say. Welcome to the club. when we complain about stuff, that's exactly what we get. Nobody hears us. It's not really important because the majority wants this, and that's just how it is. Okay, welcome to the club. See, when COVID came, it equalized America. It made people who had access not have access. And not all, but a good number of black people never had access. So you going without, it's hard for me to be compassionate when I've been going without my whole life up until maybe what, 15, 20 years ago. So what are we doing? And now y'all starting to get upset about things that we've been telling y'all about for the last 20 years. Y'all don't listen. Oh, well.
Number two.
From Fox6Now.com. A Wisconsin youth. When you hear this story, I'm going to tell you. Did you hear this story? A Wisconsin youth soccer club director is accused of trying to fly overseas to have sex with a child. Part of an international undercover operation. Justin Kegerbauer is charged in federal court with multiple sex crimes. On Tuesday, a judge ordered the 46-year-old detained pending trial. Here's how wild it was. A flight bound for New York's JFK International Airport took off from Chicago O'Hare on Thanksgiving morning. Federal agents, now listen close, federal agents planned to arrest Kegerbauer at the airport, but he never made it. You know why? 2 hours later, court records show that 46-year-old was in U.S. Marshal Service at the federal courthouse. He appeared before a magistrate that afternoon. For months, prosecutors said he had been talking with who he thought was a woman in the U.K. with a 9-year-old niece, and it was actually an undercover U.K. cop. Court filing said he wrote that he was interested in girls 6+, like 6 years old plus, as well as, I have no experience, but I would love to, and it would be a dream come true. The undercover officer and Kegerbauer chatted more than 100 times between March and November, reiterating plans to visit the woman and the 9-year-old in November. JetBlue told federal investigators Kegerbauer bought a one-way ticket to Heathrow Airport in London via JFK for November 27th. From court filings and archive websites, they learned that Kegerbauer was an architect for Heartland Home Builders and served as the director of tryouts and accounts receivable for the Franklin-based Croatian Eagles soccer club. Prosecutors did not mention any allegations involving the club or the children, and they made, of course, attempts to contact them, and they never heard back.
What?
Wasn't it front page news? Nope. Why not? Every single story I've read to you today was somebody white in a suburb that ain't nobody heard story. And then you come out with Morgan Geiser about, hey, by the way, yeah, they want to send her back to the mental health institution. They don't want to charge her. Huh? No. They're having a revocation hearing. You know what a revocation hearing is? That's when you break away or you do something that goes against your probation so they can revoke you and give you the original sentence. So what was the original sentence? Like 20, 30, 40 years? Then that's what she would get. And you ain't going back to a mental institution. And if you do go to a mental institution, you stay in the whole time. Let that be a deterrent. But somehow they're going to mess it up. They're going to mess it up. But just need to, just like they were talking about when she needs to go to a mental institution. She's sick. But if you're a 10-year-old boy with mental health issues and you shoot your mother, well, we're going to try you as an adult. You wasn't watching Morgan Geiser, and you're sure not watching your children today.
Number one.
From WISN 12, Manitowoc County, Wisconsin. Two men are in custody on kidnapping charges after a missing 16-year-old from Manitowoc was found, you ready? In Wyoming. Two Rivers police said family told them last Friday the teen did not show up for work and she was last seen being picked up from a friend's house by a male in a sedan. That vehicle was stopped in Wyoming on Saturday with the 16-year-old inside. Two men inside the vehicle said they were paid to pick up and take the teenager to Utah. That's according to police. They were also being investigated for their immigration status, and police did not say who paid them to take the teens, as police say they're still investigating the incident. So what I'm hearing from what you say is you're about to traffic this girl and ship her down south somewhere to some other country or some Slavic country overseas somewhere, and you never see her again. How did your 16-year-old get in a car with somebody she don't know or might know and end up in Wyoming? What is wrong with you? So I just wanted you to have a taste of what it's like to live in a suburb in Milwaukee. And when everybody talks about how bad it is and nothing bad, you know, don't go south of Highway 60 because everything bad happens south of Highway 60. That's a lie.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Drop it on me.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. So I'm going to finally get to the first story I was supposed to get to an hour and a half ago because y'all triggered me, and then it went south from there. So, anyway. NYGP.
What's up?
I got two words to say to you.
I'm listening.
Giannis, go.
I mean, it looked worse than it was. Obviously, they ruled it a calf strain, but I think everybody's heart sank to their toes when he went down and kind of didn't jump back up, you know, like they're used to him seeing. But with all the rumors that are kind of going on, again, it's starting to become more realistic that he will not be a Buck within the next year, if not 2 years.
See, somebody should have bet on it then.
Oh, you can bet on that right now. There's a marketplace you can bet on the next team that he ends up going to. So I don't know what the odds are, but I'm assuming the Knicks are kind of at the top of that list. I know they're floating the Thunder out there because the Thunder have a lot of draft capital to, you know, use. So
and I guess now they put a cap on those. I forget what you call those side bets that aren't part of the game. What do you call those?
Props.
When you make a prop bet.
Yes.
They put a cap on those.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because now people were like, I know he's going to do it, and I want to bet like $5,000 and walk away with $67 million. You're like, wait, what? Because the odds, right? You have insider. So I think they capped them at like $200, like $200 or something.
I think so, but I think that was specifically for pitching. I think it was
right,
like
– just for pitching. Well,
yeah, because you can bet.
Pitching is the easiest one because how do you prove it? It's the best crime you could ever commit because nobody knows.
That is true until you get caught, though. But
how do you get caught?
You know how people talk. You leave text messages, calls, all types of others. I'm pretty sure they had to have tapped a couple phones, secured a couple phones, and I went through group chats, messages, all types of other stuff. But you know, you have to do a lot of digging to find out stuff like that.
You know, there's a place out in Utah and Wyoming that literally collects everything you do with or without a warrant,
like a central,
and they retrieve it from there when you get like. So I don't know why people tripping. Nothing you've ever said. If you sent something and you're married and you sent something to the hot girl and she sent it back to you, it's somewhere out there. So when you get caught, just say, yes, I did. Don't try. Well, then what's that? It's encrypted. But I have the key, though. Like, what? It's just. And so somebody's going to bet on it. But I think it's a problem with the Bucks putting all of their eggs in one basket.
Yeah, that's been the problem for the franchise. Obviously, championship in 2021. So, Your 5 to 10 year plan essentially did work out. Obviously, no one would have expected Giannis to become who he has become.
You mean your 4 year plan?
But you put the right guys around him for the right time. And so no matter how his tenure ends, it was a success, you know, by all means. But there's a sour taste left in Giannis's mouth right now. That's what the problem essentially is. He's committed to winning. He's done everything that he's needed to do. You don't think so? As the face of the franchise, he's been a great ambassador for the team.
I think they threw away. See, they pulled a Reinsdorf. You know what I mean by that? You know what I mean by that?
Yeah, they put a limit on their window, basically.
They put a limit on their window. Yeah. And so you got rid of the players that played with Giannis that made him win. Like, somewhere in your brain, you should understand, Michael Jordan could not have done anything he did without those four other players. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. He'll even admit that. He could not have done it without those other four players. And when one of the players didn't go right, they removed them and put somebody else in. But they still, like, Michael complained about the crazy one, the one with the hair, until he played. And then he went, yep, y'all got to keep doing it. To the point where he got on a plane and went to Vegas to pick him up, to bring him back. Like, you do what you have to do. They didn't do that. They did. They pulled a Reinsdorf.
Yep.
Oh, we won. Okay, let's get rid of everything. And now you got Giannis, and that's it.
Yeah, it's tougher. I think they wanted to get younger. I think they didn't feel like they could maximize what they had coming out of 2021.
Younger is not going to win it.
It doesn't.
Experience is going to win it.
But you have to cut costs where needed. Again, Jrue Holiday, they brought him in.
It's
obviously
not working.
Great addition, great piece. He was a great defender, great scorer. They had P.J. Tucker, who essentially camped in the corner, but he was kind of the heart and soul,
of that matters.
Along with Bobby.
You're not winning. None of that matters.
It doesn't. It depends.
That's the lie young people tell about young people. Like, it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. You have zero experience playing in the NBA, but we're going to say I'm going to come in and change everything. You've got no experience to draw on. The older person tries to tell you, hey, dude, you got to do it like this. I'm not doing it like that. This is a new day. Oh, okay. And now we got what we got.
Well, they say a hard head makes a soft, you know what. But
well, no, it's going to make a broke wallet.
He said a broke wallet. Oh, man. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's tough. I think, again, if this is a reality,
it comes down
to management, though. Comes down to management.
Being a Gen Z.
I'm not being a Gen Z.
If it's a reality, they reported it. We talk it.
Until it comes out of his mouth, I choose not to believe it. My thing is,
he took all of his stuff off of his social media.
I don't pay any attention to that.
Nothing says bucks.
That's so cryptic.
He took it all off.
There's a social media manager. You think Giannis runs his own Instagram account?
Giannis is rolling out. Yes, he has his own account. He accesses his own account.
You think he's posting?
Yes.
Get out of here. I don't believe that.
Listen to what I'm telling you. That company, even if it's a company, is not going to do what he tells them to do. If he says take it down, it's down. And it's down. I got to hit you in the head with a hammer for you to believe it's a hammer? Or can you just look at it and see it as a hammer?
That is a fair point. That is a fair point.
He didn't hit him in the head with a hammer, and they're still, dude, just trade him.
Well, the thing is, you have to figure out what the asking price will be. What is...
You know what the asking price is.
But that's the thing. What is enough to set up the Bucks for success in another 4 to 5 years? There's going to be a down period.
The Bucks are not going to have success the next 4 to 5 years.
That's the thing. How many picks does it take for you? And you have to factor players in as well. The salaries have to match. You have to garner at least a star, a serviceable role player, a great young player, and maybe two or three picks for Giannis.
You're thinking like 2025. But when you go back and look at all those teams, those older teams, you know, the Steph Currys and the LeBrons and the Jordans, what did they do to win? They had eight players. They had to have three stars so that whenever one or two of them are out, the rhythm never stops. And that's what they did. And they won every single time. Every single time. That's exactly what what's-his-name did when he went to L.A., when he left the Bulls, every single time. But yet nobody sees it. How did he do that? He just repeated it. Give me eight players. Then I need two up-and-comers that are great, you know, six-man, and we got it.
I think the Thunder have broken that mold, though. All of their talent is young and acquired, more or less. Shai Gilgeous is the only one that was acquired through
young
trade.
Young and what? But what'd you say? Young and what? Acquired?
Yes, acquired.
There you go. Because part of the experience is going from this to this. Doesn't matter how old you are. It's the experience. So when you've had a couple of those, it matures you like that. So when I've been at this team and then I went to that team and then I went to that, that counts more than anything. The problem with Giannis, he hasn't been traded. If you think he's great, trade him and watch how he plays for another team. Because he's going to take all of that and bring it to the new team. Look at, what's his name? Who left here, went to another team, and now he's playing like crazy. So we forget that experience is everything, but a lot of players have only been at one team. And so they don't have that transition in mindset to go, I can actually – can you imagine him ramping his game up?
It would be unimaginable. I don't know if he could play any harder than he already does.
Yep. Michael Jordan would not have won the third three-peat had he not left. He had to leave, you know.
Yeah, reassess things. Yeah.
And then come back and just play better than he's played in his entire career. That kind of thing. That's what Giannis is going to have to do. And he might come back to the Bucks.
I don't see a world where he comes back. It depends on how ugly this divorce essentially is.
It's not going to be ugly.
He's under contract until 28. They can keep him and they can just make it work.
It's not going
to
be ugly.
But they can put holes on the remedy. They can patch this up as best as they want to for the next 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you want nobody to want to come to the Bucks, they're going to fix it. Because you don't want other people. You got some players that are looking to come to the Bucks, waiting on Giannis to leave, or you have players who haven't been drafted yet that are looking to come to the Bucks. But if they see you treat him like that, it's going to be like Green Bay used to be. I just hope I don't get drafted at Green Bay. Like, what? You said that publicly? Now people look to get drafted to come to Green Bay. So history, experience, it's the time.
It does matter. It does matter.
It's coming. He's going to be fire if he leaves. Man, they better find some people to put around him because he can't do it by himself.
I don't think there's anything that we have going out or that we could send out that would acquire somebody else that's worth making an extra push or something that could get us over the hump. I don't know who you deal from this team right now that's that valuable.
Watch this. Who wants to come here? Because that's the other part that nobody looks at. Who wants to come here?
There's some young guys. I mean, there's the whole Ja Morant situation. There's Trae Young who might want to leave Atlanta.
No. I'm not talking about you want to leave Atlanta. That's not what I'm talking about. I said, who wants to come here? That's the question that needs to be asked. That's the question that's not asked that nobody's looking at. We always look at, well, they're having trouble over there, so we're going to make it a better place for them here. No, I'm not making you a better place. That's like me transferring you from prison in Wisconsin to prison in Minnesota because Minnesota will be better. No, it's still prison. We need somebody that wants to be here. When they found somebody that wanted to be in Green Bay, they rebuilt that team and it became phenomenal. Do the same thing with the Bucks. That's all I'm saying. But you don't understand because you're from New York. Y'all just used to walking over people and running over people, winning everything, winning all the games.
We haven't been that great in the last 5 or 10 years. We haven't been that great.
I almost said something, but I just can't because it's like he wasn't alive. So I can't, he doesn't even have a reference point.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Yep. It's only a matter of time and he gone. Y'all going to be like, oh, I remember when Giannis used to be here. So I was reading a story. Oh, hang on. Before I do it, I don't want to get hollered at. Hang on, let me double check the talking text line, because you know I don't want Kwan to holler at me. Hey, but you didn't listen to Kwan said good. Oh wow. You want me to read that on the air, or is that a yes or no? So Wayne said the apprenticeship program is a 5-year program, and that's when you make $35,000-$40,000 when you're new or part-time, working part-time. I know somebody that's 10 years older, Wayne, making $39,000-$40,000 a year. And I think they've been in it like 5-7 years, something like that. So, but they're working on it. They're working on it. Since 2019, no NBA team has won multiple championships. So to say the Bucks' 5-year failed means that every team in the NBA's 5-year plan has failed. The Bucks' 5-year failed means that every team in the – yeah, they did. Everybody had a 5-year plan. Is he talking to you, Glenn? That 5-year plan, the
– I said it was a success in the last 5 years.
No, it wasn't.
They have one championship in the last 5 years.
Then it wasn't a success.
So it has to be a dynasty now?
You at least might have got to win a couple in 5 years? Yeah.
It's hard enough to get there. If you get one in 5 years, that's a success.
Okay. No, they 5 years are up, right? Okay. All right. What is this? I'm just. And that's good news, Kwanda. I'm just saying. That's great news. I don't know if you want that on the air or not, so I'm not going to read it on the air. But you said that was for you. I read those. You needed to know. Okay. Good. All right. Somebody said it's a full moon, so I'm staying in. Dude, I'm staying in because it's 3 degrees. Matter of fact, I haven't checked the temperature. I'm telling you, I came in with a lineup of what I wanted to talk about. I literally have only talked about 2 things and did the top 5 at 5. Actually, I talked about 1 thing and then did the top 5 at 5. And then after the top 5 at 5, I did 1 thing. Because y'all got stuck on Giannis. Notice it's never me, right? It's always you all. It's never me. I would never get stuck on you. So I got this story, and I got to put it out quick because I want y'all to give me a poll right quick to see, because it irks me, but it really doesn't. You tell me. So a proposed tavern in Sherman Park was opposed by the residents. Milwaukee Common Council Committee recommended denying liquor and entertainment licenses for a proposed tavern in the Sherman Park neighborhood. Residents in a local business district opposed the tavern, citing concerns about traffic, parking, and overall concentration of similar businesses. The committee's denial was based on the proposed location's proximity to a church and the number of similar businesses in the area. Now, the business owners expressed disappointment, questioning the consistent application of zoning rules, but plan to open the social club without serving alcohol. So, you mean inconsistent rules? Because this says questioning the consistent application of zoning rules. Does that make any sense to you? Hey, GP, you keep doing everything the right way. And like, I know there's a checklist and there's a standard operating procedure that you're supposed to do, but you keep following it. And we need you to stop following it so we can get what we want. Polifax LLC was denied a Class B tavern license, a food dealer license, and a public entertainment license to hold music and live performances for the proposed lounge. Where was it? 4435 West Fond du Lac. Michael Corder, along with his business partner, Robert Talley, who owns the building, wanted to open a social club geared toward a mature crowd featuring Chicago-style step-in, a dance style popularized in that city. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? You ought to be ashamed, Larissa. the committee voted on December 2nd to deny the tavern license based on the concentration of similar businesses proximate to a church. A business seeking a liquor license must be 300 feet from a church, a daycare center, or a school. The vote was 4-0, with Alderman Mark Chambers sustaining. The full common council is to review the recommendation at its December 16th meeting. Alderman DeAndre Jackson, whose district includes the proposed tavern, did not support the license based on residents' feedback. Thank you, Alderman DeAndre Jackson. You actually did what you were elected for, represent the citizens where you live. The vote comes after opponents and supporters of the tavern addressed the committee. Residents raised concerns about all the stuff that's going on, vape shops and fast food joints, and plus past bad actors. The people's choice is not to support this application in this community, said Maurice Wentz of the Fond du Lac Area Business Improvement District. They also added, it does not align with the district's mission to foster health and equity in the community. You don't get to say what somebody else's equity is. You only get to say what yours is. I think if it wasn't near a church and a school, it would not be an issue. But because it is, that's the rule that they're upholding, and that's the rule that they're going to take. And I think that is accurate.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Kwanda said, no, Dr. Ken, you gonna call a spade a spade. You was more hot and bothered about the good old suburban news. That's why you didn't get your news for today. Do better, teacher. Have a good night, class. And I told Kwanda, it ain't that serious. Again, I want to say congratulations and happy anniversary to my beloved brothers of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, 119 years. The first Black Greek-led organization for collegiate men. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. I do believe Thanalysis is coming up next. And so we'll be hanging out and doing some things. And we'll be back. And you'll get Tori Lowe. And you'll get The Morning Show. And you'll get that dude called Sherwin. But now I just told it's Sherwin. So, I know. Man, I'm not talking to you no more. See, I can't mess people up and then I got to tell the truth that it's actually Tori Lowe. Like, why you got to do this? See, that's the problem. GP is too honest. We got to break him of that. That's that New York stuff. Got to break him of that. Got to break him. Tori Lowe show's coming up. We'll have a great evening. I'll see y'all on Pop Off Friday tomorrow. God bless. Take care. Thank you, GP.
Be quiet.
Appreciate you. I'm out.